come to you tonight and know that you have done this, and God, you have brought this. And Lord, we just ask you to completely take control. May you and you alone be magnified. May the Spirit give utterance. God, open our hearts. Oh, as only you can, and feed us, Lord. Oh, yea, on the things, Lord God, that'll quicken us tonight. And oh, how your word does it. Thank you, Lord. We're going down into the inner chambers. Lord, you said it's ours. Thank you, God, for the faith and the love that we believe in, that we go in freely, eagerly, thankfully, to take it all. Thank you, Lord, that you are the God that does it. Thank you, Lord, that it's so abundantly given. And Lord, help us to, again, just trust you more. Increase our faith. Let us have joy and joy and a full joy as we go into it tonight. We give you the praise, honor, and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. I do want to give you a couple little notes here as we go on tonight. Thinking about the baby dedication, I mentioned that Sunday, just those that might have missed, and the baptismal service as well, too. I know if Jesus tarry, he'll prepare a time for us. We'll have that time together. It's a precious time, so don't be discouraged. Let's just get on God's time, and it'll be a sweet thing for you. All the grads from high school and college, I'd like to hear from you. We're putting together a list. We love to give you a gift and an encouragement as you've encouraged us, as you've trusted God. I do encourage each and every one, continue to set these times aside to gather to hear the Word of God. Remind one another about service. It's wonderful. God's doing a great work right now, and I just believe him for it. As well, and I don't want to get too in the weeds with this, I think we recently got another domain name, and we'll have it ready for Friday, which is lwtlive.com, and that'll be a direct click-through to go right to the streaming services. And that'll be lwtlive.com. So that's a sweet thing that we'll have here ready for Sunday. And I'm hoping that'll be a help to some of the elderly ones with their iPads and different things that they use, that if someone can help them just set that up, it'll just be one click away, and then they'll be right on to the live streaming. So we trust God for these things, but we want his mind in all of it. Well, let's get our Bibles open to Ephesians chapter 1. And if you're joining us tonight, praise God, we're in a journey of the in Christs of the Apostle Paul. And you'll find, matter of fact, all the in Christs of the Word of God, I think there's 67 or 68 of them, they're all in Paul's letter except one. The other one, I will say, there's two. There's one in Acts, but it's speaking of Paul and in Christ, so I kind of credit that back over to the heart that God gave our precious brother Paul. But I have to tell you, after the Bible study last week, and I mean this sincerely, I'll never be the same. I've just been rejoicing, thanking God. Seeing the totality of the in Christ, seeing the totality of the all spiritual blessings that he's given us, in all of those in Christ, in Ephesians chapter 1, it's just marvelous. I mean, it's just overwhelming. To think for the good pleasure of his will, for the purpose of his good pleasure, to ready to set me in a place, that in the foreknowledge, and I love this, the foreknowledge of my life, taking and receiving the grace of God, that I'd be adopted, praise God, that I'd be adopted of God. Oh, hallelujah. Predetermined in the foreknowledge of God to be in the company of the mature sons. Not that I've already apprehended, but I know that that's there for me. I know that foreknowledge of God has strewn those good works that I should walk therein. And those good works to walk therein is Paul's gospel. And I thank God that he's put all that out there freely for me to just walk right in. And that, praise God, is the plan of all the glory of all the ages to come. Christ in you and Christ in me, the hope of glory, I'll never be the same. In that, let's read just a few verses before we get started tonight. How about Romans 8:32? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen? How shall he not freely give us all things in giving us Christ? Praise God. Now, does that become a little bit more real? See, that's the thing, is that it's real, but just more light upon light, that it's that really, Lord, this is mine. And then, praise God, in that, how about the treasure then in giving us all things freely? In John, as you go on over to 16:13, the treasure of all truth. So in freely giving us all things, he's given us all truth. John 16, and reading from the 13th verse, it says, howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but so whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and he shall show it unto you. So he's freely given us all things. Hallelujah. Freely given us all things. He's given us all truth. And then how about going over to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. He's given us the glory of all love. In that 19th verse of the third chapter, it says, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. You say, well, now wait a second, what do you mean all love? Well, if I'm filled with all the fullness of God, and if God is love, then I'm filled with all the fullness of God's love. Praise the Lord. And how did that come about? That we would know the love of Christ. Because that's where all the love of God is. Praise the Lord. Is in knowing the love of Christ to us. It's so marvelous. So again, he's freely given us all things. He's given us all truth. He's given us all love. And oh my, praise the Lord. No wonder we can rejoice and believe him. For Romans 8:17, what does it say there? And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Yes, he has freely given us all things. For that, brothers and sisters, that's just marvelous. But see, tonight, he didn't just leave us with all that excitement. Tonight, as we go back in here to Ephesians 1, into our next all glorious in Christ, we're going to find this at the end of the first prayer of Paul in Ephesians. And what we'll find here is all the power to have it, all the power to turn it on. Praise God. Let's go ahead and read from verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 1. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, listen to that, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in the world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now we start off here. And I want you to notice as we begin this promise, the Father of glory hath given to us. That's our Father, the Father of glory. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord that we know that all his glory is in his Son. Well, I'm going to tell you this, and don't ever forget it. His Son's life lives in you, the Father of glory. That's your Father. And he calls you his glory. I got sons. And I'll tell you, there's a glory, praise God, to me and my babies. And I love them much, and I get this. But this is even more. But the Father of glory hath given us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. The Father of glory has given us to know the hope of his calling and what the riches of glory of his inheritance in you. His saints in you. This is in you. Praise the Lord. This is to awaken, praise God, of the treasure in the earthen vessel. It always takes me back to thinking of the beauty of Galatians 4:1, when that really opened up to my life. That Lord of all, that every child of God has been born, a Lord of all. And here is our Father, and his whole desire is just to awaken in us the realization of the value that we are to him, the priceless jewel that his sons are to him. That everything and every bit of his desire, his Son, he put in you. Praise God. See how valuable we are to him? See how, again, his complete attention, his concentration is for us and about us. The Father of glory. The Father of glory. Now, listen to this. This Father of glory wants us to know what is the exceeding greatness. That's the super exceeding any greatness you could ever think of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. All that power to us who believe according to the working of his power. In Ephesians 3:20, it says it like this. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now tonight we're really going to focus on this power. I want us to think of what, praise God, this is telling us. What this is really telling us about the power to usward who believe. The power to usward who believe according to the mighty working of his power. See, it's the power according to his power. It's a double portion of power. And I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, thanks be to God, we need it. And we've got it for what he wants for us. Now here we go. The reason is, it's the same power. Now listen to this. Because it's the same power that was wrought in Christ. That's the power. The same power that was wrought in Christ that did what? That raised Christ from the dead. The same power that did what? That set him at the right hand of God. The same power that set him far above every principality and power and might and domain. And every power that is named not only in the world but that is to come. The same power hath put all things under his feet and gave him, praise the Lord, to be the head over all things in the church. Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to really receive this tonight by the grace of God. This is the same power. The same power is to us who believe to perform it. This is the same power to us who believe to perform it all. I might have to just break here for a minute and dance across this stage. I'm telling you the truth. I mean, come on now. I should hear roar throughout the city right now, even though there might be just a few homes. I don't know. But this is it. The same power. Hallelujah. This is the power he wrought in Christ. It's all ours. The power to raise him out of hell. Think of this. This is the power that raised Christ out of hell. This is the power, praise God, that raised him over all sin and death. This is the power that sat him at the right hand of God. And everything that will ever be, this is the power. Now then, if it is that same unfathomable power that we believe in, I know he's at the right hand of God tonight. I know he died for me. I know he was raised. I know he ascended. And I know he's sitting there by his dad. Hallelujah. That same power, that unfathomable power, it's ours. So why not believe and let it be wrought in us? Amen? Let it be wrought in us. That word wrought means let it be all powerful in you. To know him in the power of his resurrection. This is it. This is it. Now, hallelujah. Let it superabound in the power of grace into the place he wants us to take with him. Now, thank you, Jesus. I know the place you want us to take with you. I know the hope of his calling to set us in a place, amen, the purpose of his good pleasure. That place is in the midst of the throne. We rejoiced on Sunday, didn't we? Praise God. It was interesting. I had a brother, so sweet. I love him so much. He was telling me how he'd heard the sermon and just rejoicing. And then just moments later, somehow he had somebody send him. And this, you know how God does those kinds of things just to affirm something to you. There are a bunch of people out there waving palms at cars as they went by for church service. Yep. I don't need to say any more. I don't want to be that guy. No. I know the place he wants me to take. He wants me to take that place right in the midst of the throne with him. That's what this is all about. My goodness, if it was, and I don't mean to say it lightly, if it was just salvation, which is so wonderful. My goodness, he just ended that, it'd be done. But see, he had envisioned, before he ever set a star in heaven, salvation with eternal glory. He wanted his glory. The woman is the glory of the man. And she was going to come forth because he has freely given us all things. Praise God. Oh, it just fits together so perfect, doesn't it? I love him. Beautiful, no matter how you look at him. Hallelujah. The Lamb, the Lamb. Now, brothers and sisters, we've got to have the same power. Now, why do we have to have the same power? Well, to take us to that same throne to share with him, it couldn't be any other power. Amen? Think of that. If he wants you to take the same place with him, we'd have to have the same power to get us there. Oh, yes, and never forget it. That's the beauty of the plan of God. That's how incredible it is. He gave us everything of his. Did he not? Did we not read that in John as we started? He'll show you all things. All things are mine, and they're yours. He'll show them to you. He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Oh, thank you, God. See, we need to see this. Hallelujah. Only by the same power could we ever imagine to take the same place. I rely on the same power. I rely on exactly what he's told me, which is so exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, to rule and reign with you, Lord, to be glorified together with you. The I am that I am. Yes, honey, because I've given you the same power to have it. It's to you. Now, we began in Romans 8:32. He's freely given us all things. He's given us everything. Think about what he's given us. His life, his love, his peace, his strength, his rest. Everything of his is ours. Oh my, we'll get to them in a minute. We'll go through a few of them. But now do you see all of those Old Testament stories just coming forth? What's mine is yours, what's mine is yours, it's ours. It's not just free, it's overwhelming. When you're talking about the exceeding riches in Christ, it's overwhelming. But here it is. He's given us all these things, all of his. And here the power of heaven is set forth to us. Notice that, who believe. Isn't that so beautiful? Isn't that so wonderful? All that's required to set us in that place, believe. It's always by faith. It's never changed. It will always be that way. There's nothing that could ever be earned, merited. It's always by believing. It's always by faith. And so beautiful, he's given us this power to us who believe to be set into the midst of the throne of glory with him, to rule and reign jointly together with him. Brothers and sisters, we need to quit thinking that we can't. By the grace of God, to completely quit thinking that we can't. Fight off that unbelief. Lord, help my belief. Increase this faith in me. Quit thinking that it's something that you can achieve in your own strength. Quit thinking it's because you're such a good Christian you'll miss the mark. Just praise him for his grace. Just praise him for his grace. Praise him for his grace that he gave you the power to fully equip you to take it. Over in Romans 15:13. Turn on over there. What a verse. So many of them. But what a verse to encourage us always. Romans 15:13. Now, not sometime later, now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Not just some, not just a wee bit, but all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope. And there it is again, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Abounding in hope. I thank God that we're not talking about man's hope if it would happen. We're talking about God's hope when it's going to happen. And thanks be to God, we can abound in the hope of when by the Holy Ghost. See, that's the power, abounding in faith. Not just I believe it, but I abound in believing it by the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost believes on. The power of the Holy Ghost takes us on. The power of the Holy Ghost takes love and sheds it abroad in your heart. Let me tell you something. When you're in love, you'll endure. Oh, yes, you will. We've had stories, even of natural stories, of men and women that have endured things and been set apart at certain places of the world that they couldn't come together. Years had come by. But because of love that was shed abroad, there was nothing stopping them from getting back together. This is far beyond that. But God's so faithful to give us things called love stories. But this is the love story. Let me tell you something. When your camel is hooked up to the Holy Ghost, and that camel hooked up to the Holy Ghost, let me tell you a place. It's going one place. One place. See, the Holy Ghost is going to take you one place in all truth. You understand that? He's going to take you one place. He's going to take you into the arms of the bridegroom. And what is the Holy Ghost is going to minister to you the whole time through is Paul's gospel. That's right. Because Paul's gospel tells you about the mystery of Christ and his bride, Christ and the church. The dispensation of, you can't get it any other place. Now, that's the difference. You can receive the Holy Ghost and needful. Amen. Incredibly needful. But then by the grace of God, to hook on with him and let him take you into all truth. And isn't it just something how God in his perfect order brought that Holy Ghost just right there at the beginning of the church age. Right there at the time of, yes, the better thing for us. The Holy Ghost to come, and he's been with you and shall be in you. Oh my. Power, power. And yes, power that was so sweet that they could speak. I pray every time I come up here, Lord, let it be in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. But power, praise God, to believe, and power to go on into all truth. So you got the Holy Ghost right there at the church age because there was a better thing coming in because God had a chosen vessel that he had picked out. That in just a short time later, here came Saul on the way to Damascus. And the Lord shone as that brightest light in the sky. And there it was. All truth coming through the wicked of the wicked. I'm going to show you it's all by grace. The only thing that old Saul merited at that moment in himself was to go to the lowest part of hell and the lake of fire itself. But God said, I got to show forth my mercy and my grace in the abundance, the expression of all it would be to us. And there it was. Oh, I thank God every day. I did not miss this. Thank you, Jesus. I did not miss it. But see, when your camel is hooked up on the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, you're his alone. You're shut up to that wonderful Holy Ghost on your journey, and you listen to him, and you listen to him show you all the things of Christ. And because of the love that he ministers, he doesn't just show you them, he makes them known to you that they're yours, that they're yours. See, that's the power of love. That's the power of love shed abroad. That's what the Lord so emphasizes in Ephesians especially, that ye may know the love of Christ. That's the power. When I know how I'm loved by Jesus, there ain't anything more powerful. It's more powerful than my emotions and my feelings. It's more powerful than the things I want to get rid of in my life and I wish I didn't have. It's that love, praise God, that I have faith in that love. I have confidence in that love. Full assurance in that love. That love that loved me before the foundation of the world, love. I know I'm not a mistake. I know that even my mistakes are hidden away in Romans 8:28. I know, because of your love to me. All things work together for good to them that love God. Oh, hallelujah. That's our God. Praise his name. It's all right to shout in front of your spouse or kids. It might do them good. Get free. Now, it's so right here, isn't it? Isn't he wonderful? You, like I said, you have to willingly deny this. You have to just say, well, I just refuse. Well, if you can. But you can see, this is easy to understand. Truly, it's easily yours. I know it's just beyond comprehension, but if you just listen to him by his Spirit, this isn't hard to understand. It's yours. I've given you everything, and now I've given you all the power to have it. The same power that raised me, honey. The same power that I was confident in. Complete confidence in the Father. I fell into his hands. That faith I've given to you. You live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. See, Jesus didn't just believe, well, he's just going to raise me out of here and I'm going to be okay. No, he's going to raise me. He's going to set me at his right hand. He's going to bring everything under my feet. He's going to raise me above everything that there'll ever be. And the prize is I'm the head of the church, my body. You see that? You say, well, that's Jesus. That's who lives in you. That's the faith, praise God, the faith of the Son of God that we live. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. It is, praise God, all that power that was given to take the throne. All that power that is given to you fully to take the throne, the same power that he relied on. There's nothing withheld. It's the same power. And we've got it. And brothers and sisters, it is needed to rule and reign jointly together with him. Amen, it is. See, I think sometimes people that get into, and I thank the Lord that know this truth, that it's somehow their knowledge of that truth that's going to, again, place them in that place. No, it's the power of the Holy Ghost. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. It's got to be abounding hope. Not just abounding what I know. This is love. This is love, love, love. This is thankfulness. This is gratitude. That's what the love is. It's that same power and we got it. And how needful it is to rule and reign jointly together him. It was the same power and we've got it that's needed to be glorified together with him. It's the same power and we've got it. And it's all because of the power in Christ. The love and the passion and the good pleasure of his will, he gave it to us so we could complete him in glory. That's what's amazing. He made us for him to need us. It's just amazing to me. You know, I do, I think, I always appreciate I've mentioned this little story many times. Beside myself, like I am right now, down there in the basement of the church in that bathroom, I thought I was the only one in there just praising God. And there, I hear one of the stalls open, and there's my Uncle John coming out of there. I'm still kind of praising the Lord, kind of in a little bit of shock, but there he is. Washes his hand, gets a towel, looks at me, that big old smile. It only gets better. And praise God, it only gets better. Every single time, it only gets better. And I appreciate how it gets better. I'm listening, and I appreciate my sister telling this to me. Let me love you. Let me love you, son. Keep letting me love you. And I'm sad for people that miss this. I really am. Let's get this closed up. Now you see, he had this hidden in the Old Testament scriptures, didn't he? Mentioned them already. But just a few, you think that the woman is the glory of man. You think as Esther was told by the king, honey, it's all yours. It's not even just what's mine is yours, it's all yours. You've got it with me. And then how about Solomon? What a statement, if you interpret it right. Without Abishag, I have no kingdom. Why are those beautiful stories in the Word of God? Because it was Paul's gospel sitting there that was yet to be revealed. Now, you see why now, brothers and sisters, it had to be the same power for us. Without giving us the same power, he would never have his bride. Without that power of the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, we would never have the enlightened eyes of understanding to see it. He had to give us everything of his to receive his everything in us. I love that. He had to give me everything of his to receive his everything in us. Now I'm going to ask you, does it make it a little bit more clear why to win Christ we must know him in that power? Amen? Amen? This same power to us who believe to know him in the power of his resurrection? To know him in it. Knowledge. We've talked about that word knowledge so many times, haven't we? You look at that word knowledge and get into the depth and the intimacy of it. It's the knowledge between a husband and a wife. It's a oneness, isn't it? See, knowledge is a oneness. And knowing that oneness in the power of his resurrection, I take that for my life. I take that for that resurrection power, praise God, that is the full overcomer power in my life. See, without knowing something, you can't believe in it. Have you ever really thought of that? See, you can't believe in something you don't know. You have to hear this. You have to hear this gospel to know it. You have to hear this gospel to believe in it. And I thank the Lord, that's how it happens, that's how it comes. And here it is, to understand the power that's there for us to partake in jointly with him, to rise above all things. That's what's known as the full overcomer. I know it. I know it, hallelujah. I know the power of that resurrection. I see it, Lord, that same power that raised you, that seated you, that set everything under your feet. That's my power. Praise God. All in Christ. Marvel of marvels. You know, those that enjoy it, they have that spirit like a Caleb, don't they? See, we need to have that kind of faith. What's been offered to you, you take it fully, as much as worketh in you. How much of that you want working in you? I want all of it working in me. I want to be like Caleb. I want to be there against those millions that are murmuring. I want to be there against the other 10 that went in and saw the same thing I did and say, well, I don't know. I want to be like him. That faith that says, wait a second. God said this is ours. We're well able. We're going to take it now. We're not going to wait. I'm not going to figure it out. I'm not going to say, well, let's see how this is going to work. God said it, and it's so. It's that same faith, the same faith of all of those worthies of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. The same beautiful faith to usward who believe. Even, yea, the deep things of God. Even, yea, the better thing. And here he gave us the fullness of the power of the Holy Ghost to have it. God help my unbelief. I certainly don't want to lay down this crown. When God tells you it's yours, by the power of the Holy Ghost, don't hesitate. Don't ponder. Just go. When you delay, you miss it. When you are slow to believe, it can be gone and too late. Always be poised to believe the word of God. Avail your ear to hearing the truth and keep hearing the promises of God. And let the Spirit take you deeper into the things of God. The word says, grow wise unto your salvation. How could we neglect so great salvation? Now, the Lord here, he's laid out his plan, hasn't he? His purpose, his provision. He's revealed the passion of what he's given us to share. And now all the power. All the power. All the power. The same power that he completely relied upon. The same power he completely relied upon to set him on his throne is the same power that is given to us today to share his throne of glory forever. I think I have an unction from the Lord right now to, it's going to be something in here for Easter Sunday. I think we'll come right back here. There's some quickening in my heart. But I think you'd just explode if we went into that tonight. You got to recover. It's real. It's all right there. Man, I love it. The same power. The same power. The same power. Oh, hallelujah, the same power. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, God, for him. Thank you for this marvelous plan. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for that most holy faith. Thank you, Lord, for praying in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, to be full of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, that we go on and on and on by the power of your might, the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we're relying on that same power that raised you to raise us. And Lord, to have us ready and attentive, not just in knowing, but knowing in the depth of love that we're ready, that we can hear the trumpet flutter, that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, face to face with you. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Lord, just continue to help us to receive this and to rejoice. God, help us to be quick to believe it. The devil wants to just give excuses of why we couldn't, why I can't. But Lord, with you, all things are possible. And matter of fact, Lord, with you, they've already been richly and freely given. Increase our faith to go in and take all the land. It's there. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.